The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This week on the Wantless Donnie edition, Godzilla stomps into theaters and into your home. Multiple Iron Man busts have been announced. We take a trip back to 1966 and so much more. I'm your host, Zach Wolf, and let's jump in to this week's products. As many of you may know, it is May, and May starts off the big season of blockbuster summer movie time madness. We've already seen Amazing Spider-Man 2 already come out into theaters. No big comic book things today. Neighbors comes out the week of this recording, which I'm still excited about, but no products on that. But next week, we're getting a new Godzilla movie, and two. Commemorate that, Hollywood Collectors is releasing a life-size Godzilla statue. Now, when you say life-size, that might be just a little bit wrong, considering Godzilla, depending on what movie you're watching him, could be anywhere between, like, a building high, or I don't even know how to describe it, like, multiple meters high. So this life-size Godzilla, Kawakita statue. There, nailed it. Just gotta persevere. Does stand fairly tall at 5 feet tall, 2 feet wide, and 3.5 feet high. I think that's, you know, there's like three-dimensional things have three dimensions. I don't know how to describe it. So this one is a very interesting statue, mainly because Mr. Kawakita is the legendary special effects director of Godzilla who supervised this entire project and used the original molds for creating Godzilla so that this statue is the most accurate Godzilla sculpt that you can currently buy on the market. It is modeled after the bronze Godzilla statue displayed in front of the Toho's Tokyo office. And this piece is looking fantastic. I mean, it's Godzilla. We've all seen Godzilla. It's obviously taking different forms, but this is certainly a classic look of Godzilla. Now, I mean, we've seen a lot of life-size statues recently on the Wantless video show. We've talked a lot about those. And those tend to run fairly high in the price range. Godzilla is not the exception here. You can currently pre-order this from Big Bad Toy Store with an estimated arrival date of August 2014 for a price of $2,999.99. So it's going to cost you a lot of money to get Godzilla into your home. You're going to need to clear off a very large space to fit him in there also. But that's, our first product this week is the Godzilla life-size Kawakita statue. All right, now let's switch our gaze from one movie franchise over to a big recent one in the form of Iron Man. New products coming out from Hot Toys, just announced this week, are the Iron Man 3 collectible busts. You know, we've seen a lot of busts come out of Iron Man, and in the terms of right, certainly Iron Man is a design that kind of lends itself to the bust, and being able to create a multitude of ones, considering how many Mark armors that Tony Stark has created, and we've actually seen in the movies. So you're getting a wider range of products that you can the fans are eager to buy, and surely these will be no exception. This is the Series 2 of the Iron Man 3 6-scale busts. We saw some announced last year and recently hit the market.
I believe, last January, sometime early 2014, those kind of hit. But now we are getting new ones. These are suits from the House Party Protocol, which includes Mark 7, Python, which is Mark 20, Hot Rod, which is Mark 22, Shades, Mark 23, Disco, Mark 27, Jack, what a original name, Mark 28, and Shotgun, Mark 40. So getting a whole lot of different armor you can buy, whole designed completely differently. Most of these I've never even realized that Tony Stark has ever made. Now there is an eighth. There's an eighth one also, but the way you can get that is if you pre-ordered the set of seven, and then you get the holographic Mark 42 armor, which looks fairly interesting. I've never seen a Iron Man suit design like that, so it's certainly interesting. I mean, clear. That's strange. I don't know why Tony Stark would want to do that, because then you can just see straight through his armor. You know, I don't know. Seems more vulnerable, but of course, most likely not due to Tony Stark's intellect. These are complete with great commemorative stands on the bottom and light up center chest piece and eyes to give you a very nice looking Iron Man statue. Like I said earlier, these are from Hot Toys, which has made some great Iron Man and Marvel products over the last couple of years. The only problem with these, I have no idea how much they cost. I've been looking all over Marvel's website and of a Hot Toys website. No idea how much these are running for. We'll give it one more search here really quick, but I don't know. It's the Hot Toys' website is interesting in that it's kind of hard to figure out where everything is listed. I mean, it's a great looking site, but I just have no idea how to navigate it. So the bust from the series one of the sets, the Mark 7 armor, was $100. So I could assume they're both, I mean, this new series is the same height then. Scale of the previous stuff, so I can't imagine that being too much more than that. You should be looking at the same price overall. The height on these busts are about 12 centimeters high, so you get a fairly a decent sized bust to put, I don't know, next to the rest of your collectibles or I don't know, on a great shelf, kind of like next to President Lincoln, if you have a bust of him. I think that'd be a great place for Tony Stark. So that is the Series 2 set of Iron Man 3 collectible busts coming out from Hot Toys. And for our final product this week on the One Less Audio Edition, we turn to another movie franchise in the form of Planet of the Apes. And now the big Dawn of the Planet of the Apes does release in June, I think. I'm so many movies coming out this summer, I can't keep all my release dates straight. But that's like the 800th installment of the Planet of the Apes franchise. But the recent series, the line of action figures announced from NECA, is from the original Planet of the Apes movie. And we're going to get some fan favorite characters in the form of Dr. Zalus, Cornelius, and a gorilla soldier. These really do look like great figures from NECA. They stand approximately 7 inches tall and will come with a lot of different accessories depending on what character you buy. Currently, there's a release date of July 2014 with not a whole lot else mentioned about them. If you head over to NECA's website down, that's a link in the bottom of the show notes, you can see a whole lot of images from the series of figures, and I really love it. Dr. Zalus is walking cane. Gorilla soldiers have guns and everything. Just a lot of stuff to, reenact some of your favorite scenes of Planet of the Apes. I finally saw that movie thanks to Zach on Film. You can go check out that episode if you want. Talk a lot about Planet of the Apes, and I really enjoy it. I've been looking forward to Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and going back through the catalog of films to see what I've been missing over the years. Now this is series one, so I can only assume that if this series does well, there's gonna be more figures down the line. I mean, look at all the movies I have to draw figures from. Surely they can pump out some more characters if these do well. And I would imagine they do. I mean, they're a great looking design, and for the right price, I can't imagine that fans wouldn't be rushing out to their nearest store to buy these. So that is the Series 1 Planet of the Apes figures from NECA. And that's all the products this week. Let's jump into some news. We're going to talk about a little bit more about licensing. Last week, we talked about some of the biggest licensed products that the toy industry had last year. We give a rundown of the top five in a lot of those categories. And then Nintendo gave out some news this past week saying Nintendo characters may be showing up in more unexpected places thanks to some more licensing deals. Nintendo's always been weird about stuff. I mean, surely everyone knows the woes of their video game system and not letting their Nintendo games cross over to platforms, and that's always been a sour point for a lot of fans who want to play with Mario and Luigi and Peach and all those other great characters on other platforms besides the Nintendo hardware. But now they're saying maybe this announcement could be an indication of them branching out a little bit more as they plan to actively license its characters to some different companies. The president, Satoru Iwata, said during a financial results briefing that we are not at a stage where we can share the specifics with you today, but we are seeing possibilities in licensing character IP in areas Nintendo has never worked before. I expect to be able to discuss some of the details before the end of the calendar year. On the other hand, our management policy of actively utilizing character IP does not only mean expanding the licensing business. Generally, a licensing business earns licensing fees from companies that take risks to do their business. Therefore, it is highly profitable, but the impact on sales and profits is limited compared to the company's own business. So back in January, they announced some plans to go back out, and now this is just kind of reiterating that fact. Currently, the company has partnerships with Dark Horse Comics, Pez International, and Hybrid Apparel, including products like books, collectibles, sleepwear, all that great stuff. I would really love to see Funko Pop Vinyl get a hold of some Nintendo characters. I think those would be some great products that could happen. And I mean, there's just a whole sorts of things. I mean, could you imagine an entire sixth scale Nintendo figures of Mario characters from Sideshow Collectibles? I mean, those would be fantastic. I can't imagine how popular those products would be if Nintendo just kind of lets people kind of explore what possibilities could arise from taking hold of their character IP. This is good news, I feel like, because licensing is a big part to a lot of industries. Obviously, shows have been created essentially to sell toys, and movies all the same. Much like we saw Lionsgate say they will be making more Power Rangers movies in the coming years. That's just going to be a toy bonanza. I remember having those toys when I was a kid. Those are awesome. Kids want to play with toys that they see on their favorite properties, be it TV shows, movies, or video games. They want to be able to play with that stuff. And I think Nintendo is starting to realize that and should be looking to cater to their fan base a little bit more. Mario is a huge worldwide known property and character. People want to play with action figures of Mario. There's a whole gamut of things that Nintendo could run into that I think that I would love. And I'm not even the biggest Nintendo fan. I just love those original games. I have great nostalgia about Mario World and all those. And I can't imagine with the big fans, but they would go crazy if they could just go out to the store and buy new action figures each time Nintendo puts on a new game. So I'm excited about this deal. I think it's a great step for Nintendo. I can imagine a lot of you do also, so leave your thoughts in the comments about what kind of products you would like to see based off Nintendo IP. And who knows, maybe sometime in the near future, one of those will happen. All right, let's jump over into this week's LEGO Ideas project. So a great new project came up on LEGO Ideas site this last week, about 10 days ago, as a matter of fact. This one comes in from Sam Grass, who wants to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the 1966 Batman show a few years earlier with his design of a Batmobile, that iconic vehicle we have seen on that show. The Batmobile measures at over 4 centimeters high, 11 centimeters long, and 5 inches wide. So this is a dinky vehicle you've seen in little sets. This is a very nice-sized vehicle that you could have loads and loads of fun with as you go chase down the Penguin and Catwoman and the Riddler. He would like to see 3 minifigs included in this set with assorted weapons, including Batman, Robin, and the Joker. 3 of the probably biggest characters in the Batman lore, and especially with Cesar's a mustache coming through his face is a great addition to the minifig design. And to see Batman and Robin in those classic 60s costumes is always a great, because you know, that's kind of a side of Batman we don't get to see very often as much, especially in the mainstream stories of Batman, that campy kind of thing with the whams and the pals. And I mean, that was kind of my first experience with Batman that I can remember. Are those wacky adventures that went on back in the 60s. And I don't think we should abandon that. We should keep striving towards showing Batman a couple different lights. And I think this is one that should be continued on forever and ever. Weapons include 2 batarangs, a flag gun, extra large hammer, Joker fish, cream pie to reenact the famous Batman bomb run, William Shakespeare bust with hidden bat switch, and shark repellent spray with a shark as well. They don't show any pictures of the shark. That's unfortunate, because I would love to see some bat repellent in the Lego set. Sam says he was inspired by his 4-year-old daughter, who loves Batman and Robin, and wanted to have a Batmobile that both Batman and Robin could sit in, thus spawning this fantastic-looking creation. So far, it's already actually gained 1,779 supporters with 355 days left, and that was enough supporters to get its first official LEGO comments. And I love the way LEGO interacts with their fans on the site, and this is what they wrote congratulating Sam on 1,000 supporters. "Holy smoking strawberries, Batman. This project is gaining support in a jiffy. Fans everywhere can go back to the classic days of TV Batman and the Boy Wonder, when tights were fashionable, pow signaled a punch, and men wore masks to fight crime. Good luck as you wham and zap your way to 10,000 supporters." I just love the way LEGO individualizes every comment they put on every product. It's not a generic statement of congratulations. It's always personalized to each product, and that just shows a lot about the company. So I love the look of this set. I think there's some great playability. And what I really like is that it seems to use more of the old style of pieces. You don't see very new, flashy kind of pieces in this set. I mean, the tires are kind of the old tire design for Lego sets. And it kind of makes it feel like, oh, this set literally came from the 60s. And I think that's really cool that you don't have like a very sleek looking design. It's kind of old rugged pieces. And of course, maybe his pieces were just a little bit rugged. But it doesn't seem like very many new pieces would have to be generated for this. And I really like that aesthetic look. So I think you should go and support Sam's Batman 1966 50th anniversary Batmobile set. There is a link down in the show notes, so go and click that and show your support today. And that will wrap it up for this week on the Wantless Donnie edition. Make sure to head over to majorspoilers.com. Where you can give your thoughts on any of these stories or products down at the podcast posting page. And while you're at Major Spoilers, click on that Amazon.com link. You can go buy anything on your personal want list. I just bought a new alarm clock this morning. It won't cost you any extra, but a little bit will come back to the site to keep us going and going week after week as we create more content for you. Make sure to head over to iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you're listening to this, and give it a rating and leave a comment there. I love reading what you guys are thinking about the Want List. Make sure to head over to Major Spoilers YouTube channel, where you can watch the Want List each episode new on Mondays. That sentence didn't make quite sense. What I meant to say is new episodes every Monday. Steven's last episode went a day earlier to celebrate Star Wars Day, as he talked about a giant Han Solo and Carbonite statue. And that looks like it's going to wrap it up here for the Wantless Audio Edition. We'll see you again next week.